Greg Cosell with us, executive producer of the NFL Matchup Show, senior producer, NFL Films, NFL analyst. How's it going, Greg?
Mark, what's happening? Good to be with you.
Well, it's great to be here, and it's sort of weird considering last year you and I spoke, and we were talking about the Texans coming off 12-4, what they need to do to get better, and here they are with the number one pick in the draft.
I guess it didn't work out.
Not quite. What was your reaction to the season they had?
Oh, I was very surprised, obviously. I actually, believe it or not, and this might not go over well with the audience, but I thought that Matt Schaub through those early games, even though he threw some bad picks, was really not playing terrible football by any means. But unfortunately, those picks led to some losses, and it just snowballed. And I was very surprised that they ended up with the record that they did. But the problem is when you don't get quality quarterback play, it's hard to win.
So when you look at this draft, when you look at the quarterback position, do you think they should take a quarterback when you analyze what's going on with this team and what's available in the draft? What would you do with the number one selection, Greg?
Well, that's a really tough question because I don't think that if you just looked at these quarterbacks as absolutes, mm-hmm. that you would say that there's one of those kinds of players in this draft. There's not an Andrew Luck in this draft. So in an ideal world, should you take a quarterback number one? Probably not. But I have tremendous respect for Bill O'Brien as an offensive coach. And if he feels, in looking at these players, that there's someone he can build with to become that kind of guy. And believe me, you don't necessarily have to become the best quarterback in football. You just have to be a very efficient player who can consistently run his offense week after week after week. Then I would understand why he would want to take a quarterback number one. But these are separate questions, really.
Right.
And the problem is everybody likes to put this in terms of black and white. You know, should you do this? Yes or no. These questions are a little more detailed and complicated than that.
Right.
So is there a guy who you would, you know, if there was an Andrew Luck here, my answer immediately would be you take the guy. Mm-hmm. But there's not. So now you have to decide, do you feel good about a guy that you're going to take? Because the way it works now, if you draft this guy number one, the second the card's handed to Roger Goodell, he's your quarterback.
Greg Cosell joining us on Texans Radio. So among the top three or top four quarterbacks, who do you think is most NFL ready? Who could step in and start right away?
Again, that's a function of a lot of things mm-hmm. because if you have a really good run game and a really strong defense, you can play a quarterback probably like a Teddy Bridgewater.
Right.
You know, keep in mind, Russell Wilson was a function of a team that had a great run game and that had a dominant defense, the best in football. So if you can generate offense without your quarterback having to be the focal point, mm-hmm. then I think that Teddy Bridgewater is probably most ready to play. I think Bortles is a far more talented player as you look down the road,
okay.
given his size, the way he throws it, his movement. But I don't think Bortles would be ready to play week one. So that's the issue you face.
What about Manziel's game? Your thoughts? Could it develop? Well, obviously everybody's going to get better over time, you would hope. But what does he need to do to make it at the next level?
He needs to play structured, efficient football. Mm-hmm. If the first thing you say about a quarterback as to the reason why you think he could be a pro quarterback, not a college quarterback, is he's great at extending plays, that's not the first thing that should be on your checklist. So you have to find out in your interviews with him, in your evaluations of his tape, whether you believe that in his DNA he's a freelancer and a gambler. If you come to the conclusion that he is, he's going to have a hard time being a top NFL quarterback because you can't play that way as your basic modus operandi. You need ultimately to play in a structured, efficient system.
Greg Cosell joining us on Texans Radio, executive producer of the NFL Matchup Show. Jadeveon Clowney, is he getting too much of a bad rap by some of his critics?
You know, I think Clowney's an extremely talented kid. He's got great athleticism. He's got explosion to him. He's got great closing speed. again, the concern you would have as you look at Clowney would be his compete level. And compete level is often in a guy's DNA. If a guy is not playing hard, you don't need to find out the reason why. He's not playing hard. Mm. That there's no reason that can be given as a justification for that.
That's a good point.
So you have to be real comfortable with his compete level. Can he at times be absolutely special? No question. And so that's the concern when you look at Clowney. Again, if you're thinking of him as the number one pick in the draft, you know, when you're in the fourth quarter in a tight ball game, can you count on Clowney? You have to. That's what evaluators will have to decide.
Who do you love in the top 10? The consensus pundit top 10, if you will. Is there a player that you like a lot more than Clowney that you might consider the number one selection on your board?
I don't do boards per se because I'm just projecting guys.
Right.
But I really like Khalil Mack, the linebacker from Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I think he's a plug-and-play player. I think C.J. Mosley, the linebacker from Alabama, will be a plug-and-play player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a receiver standpoint, I love Sammy Watkins. I think Sammy Watkins, to me, is the best wideout to come out since A.J. Green and Julio Jones in 2011. So, again, you have to remember one thing, Mark. NFL coaches have not gotten involved in the process yet.
Right.
A lot of them are seeing these players for the first time here at the Combine. So all these mocks they don't mean anything, quite frankly. I mean, they're just ways to sort of, you know, collate players. But on a certain level, they're just noise. So I could tell you a story from last year. The night before the draft, I was at an event where there were probably 20 agents. Every agent to a man told me Geno Smith the next night would be a top 10 pick.
Every agent.
Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah.
All these conversations now, these mocks, again, I don't know what they mean. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love to talk about it.
Right.
You know, that's what we do. But I don't think you can say that this is the way it's going to play out.
Greg Cosell joining us. You mentioned you respect Bill O'Brien as an offensive mind.
Tremendously.
Can you discuss that a little bit?
Yeah, I think Bill has a great feel for the quarterback position. I think he has a great feel for putting offense together. I think he has a great feel for the pass game, and it's an NFL pass game, 3-step, 5-step, 7-step drops, play action. I think he has a great feel for route concepts to get people open. And I think what he'll want in his quarterback is to run that offense efficiently. Mm. And that's what he'll be looking for.
All right.
So we'll see, you know. Obviously, none of us will know, and he's not going to tell us, by the way, Mark. I have a feeling he's not going to share that piece of information.
Discuss a little bit what you do, because NFL Matchup is a show a lot of people
right.
really enjoy. You're the executive producer. You also just pore over the NFL film in general just to analyze and get all the information you have. You're not just one of these guys who does a cursory look. You delve in deep.
Right. I mean, for instance, when I watch these quarterbacks now with the draft, I'm watching 450 throws, 450 dropbacks. So I'm not just watching a game or two. I'm watching, it could be 7 or 8 games. It could be selected plays from 10 games. So I'm watching an awful lot of plays. And I do this with every position. Obviously, quarterback's the most visible. During the NFL season, I'm just watching as much coaching tape of NFL games as I can as part of preparing for the matchup show because that show really comes from the tape. Mm-hmm. And tapes. We have our expression when it comes to the show. The tape tells us. We don't have preconceived notions. The tape tells us. Comments that are made are based on tape study, not opinions per se. Now, different people can interpret tape differently. We know that. But
right.
These are comments not based on highlights. They're based on watching an entire game, every play.
Right. Very good stuff. Greg, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.